What's the one with Courtney Cox? That's
Scream.
Like
Scream. Scream.
No, no, no. The there's like a new
Scream
ghost movie.
Ghostface Scream.
No, no, never mind.
She looks so bad from the commercials.
She has, like,
her face looks,
she looks terrible.
Crazy.
She's been the.
She looks like the Scream mask.
She's looked crazy since Scream 2.
Yeah, no, she is not afraid to go under the needle.
Mm-mm.
Mad Botox.
Yeah,
she's like a she's like a facelift girl. Like
facelift,
you don't really hear about the facelift too much anymore. But she's
it's not a lift. It's just a yank. They're just pulling.
That's scary. Like once I found out what that really was, that's
they like cut your
terrifying.
Face and like they look you up.
Yeah,
they
part of me hopes like the new generation knows not to do that. But these
they're doing
18.
It more
at 18 years old. They're like, oh,
this
I can do
women
it legally.
At my job,
dude.
Not younger than 23 talking about I want to get my lips done.
I know
get my
of
body
Botox
done.
Parties Why? Where Work people out. Come with a set, like a tattoo party, and they just be pumping up lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo,
numbing your forehead,
crazy,
fucking yeah, man. Little botulism in the grill piece.
And it's easy to do lipo.
It
and
is.
Shit like that. I know people that do that out of their house.
Mm-hmm.
Like do Instagram
what?
Pages.
Lipo in their crib?
Yes, they did like lipo shots and shit like
just
that.
Just a casual
oh
little.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just do a sit up.
Right.
People don't want them.
No, thank you. No. That's ridiculous.
I was on the phone with somebody today.
Dude.
Just like, I want to get my body done. Like, work out.
There's that
please.
New thing now where it's like some like diabetic medication, something. We were talking about it the other day where it's like
if
the injection. And it cuts your appetite. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Mad girls
because
have done it.
Because I've had customers that have done it and lost mad weight. And it's like, first of all, you didn't need to lose mad weight.
Crazy.
And now you did, and you're 90 pounds soaking wet, and you need to calm down.
It's not even the gaining or losing. Mm. It's that amount and the reason why. Like, you're not eating. Like, that's how you're losing. I'm not going to eat.
Because you're malnourished.
Like, it's crazy. I'm like, these people are fucking
you're dying.
Nuts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I discovered a new subcategory of pornography.
I love that.
What is the category, Peter?
Things have been getting a little stale.
I haven't watched
so
porn
in
a while.
If you
I'll
can
be honest.
Fresh
really?
It, like,
I'm you. Off the porn, yeah.
They're like,
off the porn since when?
So, you really
so you're just whacking it off the dome?
Or you're just not whacking
it? Just doing the old fashioned, you know?
Wait, are you not masturbating? Or
not
you...
really. I'm out no, here.
Masturbating is the old fashioned.
Oh. I see.
I'm on the highway. I'm good.
I see.
The Hershey Highway.
I'm so confused by all of these statements, but go off.
It's like a game show, right? So there's like a female host, right?
Oh my God.
And
nude?
Then there's
fully nude.
Sometimes yes, sometimes clothed to begin with, sometimes something skimpy.
Where did you find this?
Just futzing
perusing,
around.
Perusing.
Just futzing around.
Just jacking around.
Porn.
Just jacking around, you know?
Just, oh, wow, this boner won't go down. What's around?
Well, I mean, shit pops up. You know, you open it, and there's, like, the shit on the front
page.
Yeah,
on the main page, right.
So I always scroll what's there because there might be something cool.
Right.
And I was
Game
like,
show.
What's this? It was called Jerky-Oki, right?
Wow.
Jerky-Oki. Wow.
But it wasn't, like, karaoke-based.
Okay.
So, like, so then, like, the contestants are, like, a guy and a girl, mm-hmm. right? And, like, they have to, like, answer questions and shit while the other person is performing sexual acts on them. So they make them spell words backwards while, like, the chick is blowing the dude or, like, the dude is going down on the chick.
Nice.
And then it always ends the same way. The girl loses. And then
the guy has to fuck the shit out of her.
The girl loses, and then the guy fucks the shit out of the host.
Oh.
Who's the host?
Another some hot porn star?
Some dude.
Guy Brad.
Some dude.
So Jerky-Oki?
That's Ajak.
The one that I found was called Jerky-Oki, but it's like, yeah. They have to like, or like, you know, do like an obstacle course naked or some shit.
Interesting.
Now, you'd have to have some sort of escape room experience to recreate it in real life. But I'm sure you could market it. Like, if this pornography is big enough to where it came up on just like, oh, you're exploring around.
Yeah, the explore page.
There's enough... on Instagram. There's enough of a market.
On Pinterest.
My dream board. Jerky-Oki.
Jerky-Oki.
There's enough of a market to where you can have like a trivia night.
Yeah.
But with like dicks and fucking
like orgy
pussies
style.
While you guys blow each other. Yeah.
Nice. Our game show is going to be very different.
Yeah. Yeah. Game show for fucking this is going to be lit.
Dan's getting ideas now. Bob, lead us in, please.
Where does stick it?
All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Where to Stick It After Dark. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and with me, as always, Prospect.
Lobo.
Jackson.
Engineer Bob.
And today, no movie. No movies.
Mm-mm. No movie. God.
No, it's after dark.
The lights are out.
There are no
movies.
It's
after dark, baby.
If you're looking for movie episodes, look.
There's so many.
Like the other 200 and something.
Yeah.
Go to Thursday.
So, yeah. Yeah, wait 2 days. A few weeks ago, whenever, now, months ago, years, who knows when it comes to After Darks, we did Victorian dating. Remember that? Well, our producer, Dan.
Please, God, no. The show's doomed.
Came up with some other time periods to talk about dating. We have modern, and we also have the 1930s.
We're talking about dating in the modern age from Dan.
Well, this is stuff he
Googled it.
Yeah, this is stuff Dan pulls from the. He doesn't make this shit up.
Trust me, I didn't write the modern ones. I might have wrote the 1930 ones.
There's no way you wrote the 1930 ones. All right. So
waiting in the cheese line.
You know, right. We'll do it the style where we pass it around. Lobo, you're gonna read the first one from the 30s, and I'm gonna see if there's any corresponding ones to modern times.
Mm-hmm. All right. So vintage dating advice from the 1930s. Don't keep your date waiting. Finish all of your dressing in your boudoir.
Oh, is that just the
boudoir?
Boudoir.
Oh, okay. Finish all of your dressing in your boudoir, not in the hallway or front room while he is waiting. Okay. So this is pertaining to women, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
What is a boudoir?
No, you need to finish in your boudoir, which means come before the date.
No, it's a bedroom.
Why don't they just say bedroom?
Because they're being fancy about it. Because it's the 1930s. Go get dressed in your boudoir, see?
Put on your fedora and get in the boudoir.
Is there something like that?
Well, wasn't that a Harris character, boudoir?
Not really. Dress to impress. Dress sophisticated.
That's for modern day.
Yeah. Now, I will say, though, if a date is coming down the stairs or something and they're getting dressed as they're coming down,
like, hot.
I mean, there's don't kiss on the first date and don't have sex until at least the third date. In modern dating?
That's whack.
No way.
No way.
Making
that's
out
if you're looking
dinner.
For a relationship.
Shake my hand and start going to town, you know?
True.
My penis is out on the train ride.
Nice. Train
to the train.
The walk to the train. Oh, this whole thing.
All right, I got another one from the 1930s. Don't tug at your girdle. If you need a brassiere, wear one. And don't wear wrinkled stockings.
All right, we can easily talk about this.
Girdles are still around.
Women wear girdles now.
Shapewear is out here.
But it's, and now it's kind of one or the other. Either girls wear shapewear or they don't wear any underwear at
That's
all,
true.
Ever.
Oh,
in terms of bras, yes.
Especially bras.
Especially bras, but in terms of anything, they will wear nothing. But if you're wearing everything, it's the full illusion.
Yes.
You're wearing a fucking waist trainer that Booty keeps pop. Your waist snatched. You have pads on your ass in your leggings kind of deal. And then a padded bra. So none of what you have is what you have.
Yo, it's crazy when some of these bitches come in here and they have to like take something off to get tattooed. The layers of like...
And you know what? I feel bad because I'm just like, you don't need it. Like, just come in. Like, be you. Like, it's a lot.
But the thing is, they rather wear that all day than do a crunch.
Yeah.
They'll wear that all day everywhere they go rather than actually working out.
You're not wrong, because you're clearly uncomfortable about something to do that.
Right.
But not, I don't know. Yeah, do something. I don't know.
While your organs are getting crushed inside of your body from pushing everything together.
Just, you know, like,
anything
relax.
That corresponds with the
real quick, the brassieres back then.
But they
were odd shapes.
Yeah.
Mostly conic.
They were like two funnels.
They assumed that boobs were the
like
shapes
coney,
of
right?
traffic cones.
They were Isosceles triangles.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah, they hadn't mastered how to
because
round the boobs.
The only way they designed bras was dudes drew boobs.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, it's pointy triangles, right? Like,
take two masks and sew them together.
They modeled them after cave paintings.
Every bra back then was two triangles.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Lara Croft on PlayStation 1.
Now, was there a modern interpretation of...
No, I was just more pointing to like that, like either like, yeah, like you guys said, like either there's a lot of that going on or there's none of that
and
in modern.
Sometimes they wear enough clothing that you don't realize until, let's say, you do make it to the bedroom. Yeah.
And you're like, wow, you
want to wear a bra. And you have to, you know, transform everything off.
No, back to the 1930s.
Have you been fooled like that?
Oh.
I've been lucky enough to see it through the clothing, so I know what to expect.
Just people getting tattooed, though, it's like, oh, you want a spine tattoo? How about you take off the waist trainer, your heavily padded bra, your padded underwear? Yeah. Wow, interesting choice.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts how much
I wear padded underwear, but that's for a different reason.
Small penis?
It's to hold it down. No, it's to hold it down.
To keep it warm.
It's huge.
It gets cold.
It's like a sock in there.
Okay, so according to the 1930s, you're not supposed to use the car mirror to check your hair or makeup. A man needs it to drive, and it annoys him very much.
Okay,
to have to turn around to see what's behind him.
So they're literally talking about your rearview mirror.
Back up, woman.
If they didn't have that yet.
If you're looking in any mirror in the car... You're wasting the mirror's
so
time.
I was typing this, and I asked my pop, and I was like laughing about some of these, and he was like, oh, cars didn't have the visor. He was like, so the only mirror usable in the car would have been...
Were the driver
some
or
of them
the,
didn't have
the
that because they put their hands out the window to signal and shit.
But even if they did have a side mirror, they're saying, don't you dare look at yourself in any of these mirrors.
Well, I think maybe if it's the rearview mirror, so you have to kind of like angle that down from there. So like I could...
Now he's in a crash. There's four cars on the road in the 50s.
It's someone's the 30s. Getting a black eye. It's the 30s. The 30s. It's not even the 50s yet. It's almost 100 years ago.
Might crash into a horse and buggy.
No, there's nothing... remotely like that corresponds.
If you look in the mirror, it could be the last thing you see.
No,
because you better fucking stop looking at that goddamn mirror.
Looking at their face the entire time while they're driving.
It's true.
Taking a picture in the passenger seat.
They didn't have camera phones in the
30s, so they could post it 3 weeks later saying, take me back to being in the passenger seat.
Imagine she's sitting in the front seat, one of those big flash light bulbs, like taking a picture, like a selfie.
So far,
it's the exploding
gunpowder.
The gunpowder light bulb.
She puts a cape over herself.
So far, I'm liking this 30s list better. The first thing it says, don't annoy the man.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I don't think we'll find that on this other list.
Yeah, Pete, read some of these on here. What do we got here? Let's go one for one.
Yeah, there's
got
to be at least one.
So, what are we, three in now?
Yeah.
Let's just go one for one.
Men should make the first move.
Oh, brother.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, you know what they call that? The cops. We're fucking arrested. Make the first move. You're a creep, they're going to say.
Men should always
get
pay
out of
for
the
date.
Pay for the date?
No way.
I mean,
what if she sucks? I don't want to pay for her food. She could pay for her own meal.
I fully agree. I've definitely gotten to the end of a dinner and been like...
I don't want to pay for this.
So we're going Dutch?
Splitsies?
Gross.
Don't have another drink. Your date
one should, and done.
Your date should pick you up at your house. I don't. This doesn't really. No, honestly, like the
you should
that's
know
weird.
Where
a
I
lot
live.
Of women don't do that nowadays because they're afraid of men knowing where they live.
Yeah, yeah
that's a
should,
real thing.
They should be.
I feel like they're trying to bring.
They
back,
totally should be.
See, but like, I think this list is trying to bring back some vintage.
I would love to go on a date and be like. Are you afraid of, like, you know, me knowing where you live? Yeah. Yeah, you should be.
You should be.
I thought you wanted me to make the first move.
Yeah, break into your house, bitch. Wow.
Home invasion.
As an icebreaker.
You ever see the Yankee Doodle porn
this
game
is
show?
My love language.
Right. Don't judge me. Don't slut shame me. Don't burglary shame me, you whore. These women are impossible.
Just tell me what you want.
Get out. What are you, crazy?
It's my house.
Similarly, there's also women should never reach out first. Come on, this is silly.
What does reach out mean?
Like, be the like, you meet a girl, you exchange numbers.
They can't be
she
too
shouldn't
forward.
Be the first
oh,
one
no.
to hit you up. Bullshit.
Should not be.
Oh, God forbid, because they're into you. You know?
Yeah. I never make the first move. I never will.
There's so many rules.
Won't happen. Let's go back to the 30s. Let's see what happened.
Yeah, what's happening? Yes.
Don't
touch
off
my mirror.
Pretty much.
It's annoying me.
Don't sit awkwardly or appear bored. Never look bored, even if you are. Be alert. And if you must chew gum, not advised. Do it silently. Mouth closed.
They had gum back then?
Yeah. But wow, it was the real waxy stuff.
Probably was like a pencil eraser. Had to taste like a pencil eraser.
It was a condom.
What was it?
Like the cone heads.
Yeah.
You can't be bored. And if
I think
even
this
vaguely
list
look bored
is directed at women. I think this is how women are supposed to act for their date.
In the 1930s, they weren't addressing the men in the relationships.
Yeah.
They were going, hey, women, here's how to not be total
fuck-ups. In the other one we did, it was basically about how women fanned the right way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a lot about the man, like, you know, carrying the bags and can't look at another woman unless he's at his boy's house. Then he can bang his boy's wife.
Yeah,
In the 30s, everybody was so poor, they were just like, men are fine, women, stop messing around.
This is the Great Depression.
It was the Depression, yeah. And the Dust Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And the Dust Bowl.
Now.
And Little Caesar.
Let's get into the modern era, please, because we can't just ride women into the ground, apparently.
Wait 3 days before contacting a new love interest. Again,
is this really what's going on in the modern era?
No.
That's fucking... This seems like 1999.
Honestly, I think I'm
going
to start doing that, though.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start doing the 3 days. I don't mind doing that.
Honestly,
fuck that.
Well,
if you're having a good time, you're going to go, hi, I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time last night. Yeah.
That's what I used to do.
Now wait 3 days.
That's kind of long, though. Three days?
Nowadays, 3 days is eternity.
Yeah. Well, wait. Because
3 days, it's it.
There's a way to do it. Like, the day after, you send that message. But you have to end it in some way that, like, that's the end of the conversation.
A gift. Like,
you
know what I mean?
I'll touch base with you whenever.
No, not even. Yeah, I'll touch base with you during the week.
Right.
Something like that.
Oh, this week's going
to
be real crazy.
That is the least sexy thing
you can say.
I'll touch base with you next week.
That's fine, though, because you know what? This talking every day shit is whack.
Yeah.
It gets to be a lot.
Honestly, it is whack. I don't care what you're doing today. I legitimately don't. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, really, what are they up to?
Nothing. It's nothing important.
That's why they're calling you all the time.
Right.
You're the entertainer.
Nothing important, and I don't want to know anything.
But you know what I'm up to? Nothing. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I don't got to tell nobody about
it. Right. But you know what? When I touch base with you, you can tell me all the shit you didn't do in the last couple of days I didn't speak to you.
Right. And I'll be interested.
Right. Because I didn't know.
So this is a good one from the 1930s. It says,
who gets hit?
Don't smudge his handkerchief with lipstick. Men do not like girls who borrow their handkerchiefs and smudge them with lipstick. Do your makeup in privacy where no one can see you.
If you even pull out a lipstick, I will fucking assault you.
First of all,
come up slowly.
A handkerchief?
Yeah.
Honestly, handkerchiefs
men used to rock
are kind of disgusting.
Well, they're very gross.
When people go, hold on, fucking blow their nose in it, it's covered, and they just stuff it back in their pocket.
A gentleman.
And then 2 minutes later, it's like, I got to dry my hands real quick. And use my handkerchief.
Wait,
your lipstick up.
So these proper gentlemen carry
no, they can't, because otherwise they're painted whores.
Two handkerchiefs, you say?
So, like, if you're sick or, like, sneezing, you have one that you carry in your pocket, and that's for you.
For the consumption.
That's for the consumption. You need to cough into something bloody.
Then there's one for fashion purposes.
Yes. Then there's the pocket square, or there's a proper handkerchief, which is like that. Like, you give it to someone who needs it. They're saying, don't get your fucking cruddy lipstick all over, you know?
Your
like,
man's handkerchief.
Hey, can I borrow your handkerchief? I had to clean this fucking goop off my face, which is lead-based in the 30s.
Everything was lead-based.
Yeah.
I mean,
superior product.
You carry a wet one, whatever they call it.
Lead-based food.
Oh, they didn't have wet ones in the 30s. No. She was using cold cream.
A wet one was well water.
I'll give you a wet one.
It's when you get out of the shower and kick her ass.
You caught a wet one.
That was fun, wasn't it?
I gave her a wet one this morning. She was lippy while I was in the shower. I came out and gave her a couple about the ears.
I came out, turns out she was sleeping. Kept her on her toes. It was terrible.
I don't know what I heard.
This is terrible.
All right, this next one's good. They get better, actually. This one says, don't talk while dancing.
Oh, God.
It is.
What is this, Footloose?
Hold on. It says,
don't dance while talking.
Don't talk while dancing. It is distracting and annoying. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Do not talk while dancing, for when a man wants to dance, he wants to dance.
They're square dancing at best back then. There's no rhythm.
No, the 30s. It was swing dancing.
Yeah, they're jiving. There's fucking...
Jump, jiving, wailing.
Yeah, they're jitterbugging. Yeah,
Let me dive a little bit into
the modern era, because this says don't have sex until at least the third date, which there's not gonna
have sex before you meet.
Let me tell you something.
Nice.
If we make it to the third date without having sex, there shan't be a fourth.
Right.
100%. There shan't be a fourth.
You're lucky if you make it to the third date without having sex, there's a good chance of a wet one. You right now.
Can I just shower real quick?
After the B&E?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
After the B&E on day two?
The B&E is before date one.
Yeah, so that's the intro.
That's the meet cute.
Date one starts off with a wet one.
Day one's the wet one. And if you get to day three and you haven't had sex,
don't dare touch my handkerchief.
This is one I want to get into because this is some bullshit. It says, always give someone a chance even if you aren't interested.
No.
What?
I have tried this. I have tried to date for like a few dates, like people I wasn't interested in. It's
after
horrible.
You knew you weren't into them?
Yeah. It's horrible.
That's bad, Peter.
Well, listen, I was going by this kind of thing of like, I'm going to give this person a chance.
That.
And like every date got worse and worse and worse. Actually, I could think of a couple situations where that was the case. And it was just like, okay.
If it ain't right, it ain't right.
It ain't right.
Yeah, you can tell that other person's way more into it than you are.
It's over.
You just got to back off.
Yeah. What do you got, Bob?
All right, so from the 1930s, don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man.
Yes.
Please and flatter your date by talking about the things he wants to talk about.
Nice. Aliens and predators.
Wow.
I want to talk
about predator action figures.
I want to speak of the classics, madam. Alien and predator.
I like it says, don't try and explain your wardrobe as if man has no concept of clothes.
Yeah.
I want to know why she's wearing a gown to a Denny's.
Yeah, right?
Why are you wearing a ball gown?
Hold on.
This is an IHOP, baby.
Because hold on, the band's about to go on. What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Honestly, nowadays, if a girl's wearing something nice, I'll just say something.
Yeah.
Nothing nice. Whatever you got on.
You have a lovely figure on you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Bingo.
All right, next up on the 1930s dating advice, don't caress or touch your date in any way. No hand holding in public, and do not allow his arm to be around your shoulder during a film. Any open show of affection is in bad taste. Wow. Usually embarrasses or humiliates him.
I could go back to that.
In their defense, at the time,
it was
mostly silent films, so you could hear a pin drop. They really didn't want any arms around anybody.
You would hear a forearm touch a shoulder.
Oh, it was fucking Pizza, Little Caesar. That was the only talkie that was playing at the time.
That was a talking picture in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I never really...
The older I get, the more I hate PDA.
Mm. See, on this one...
When I was younger, I didn't care.
Public affection, I agree.
It depends on the situation. If you genuinely love somebody, you're like, yeah, I love
I'm not crazy about public affection.
I don't mind it, but it's like, I don't need to hold your hand while I'm walking the street, because you don't walk as fast as I do.
I don't mind holding in the hand. I can't do hugs. I hate hugs.
I like hardcore.
I hate hugs
out.
In public. I hate hugs
making
private.
Out with like over the pants stuff in public.
Over the pants stuff in public?
At Denny's?
No. Really anywhere.
Especially at Denny's.
In the Red Lobster bathroom?
Under the pants stuff?
Oh, I fucked in a couple of bathrooms.
Oh, we know, Lobo.
Very nice.
We know.
I fucked in a Bob's Furniture bathroom.
Wow.
He fucked in a Bob's Furniture,
furniture
floor.
Did they have furniture
on the floor with the fucking scratched up.
Bob's Furniture?
Bob's Furniture.
Wow.
Anyone ever walk in when you were
She was like looking for furniture, and I was like, this bathroom's kind of empty.
And they denied him for the credit card.
That was the fucked up thing.
Yeah. He was like, deny me, huh?
Don't cry or be sentimental or attempt to get him to talk about his feelings.
Oh, especially
bring this one back.
This is distressing him.
Absolutely.
And a man should never be made to feel distressed. That's literally what it says.
Wow.
I love it.
I 100% agree.
Do you think a dude wrote this list?
I think a woman wrote this list.
Honestly, I think a woman wrote this list.
I think so.
A woman couldn't write at the time.
The first dates I've been on, I've seen a woman cry. So many.
What?
Just of them just talking their bullshit.
Well, yeah, your first date's Bob's Furniture.
She's like, no, I don't want to, Lobo. Fuck me in the bathroom.
Hey, this bathroom's kind of empty, huh? Yeah, somebody just took a dump.
It was me.
It's... Don't you just love the smell of your own? Get in here. But it's not.
It's something about your own brand.
You want a wet one?
You're like, I'm showering here, bitch.
You're lucky this thing's not bigger. And I'm 6'5". Don't touch my handkerchief.
They get your makeup all over it.
Disgusting.
When we drive home, jog outside the car. Keep up.
All right, so another one from the 1930s. Don't be familiar with head waiter or any other man besides your date. Give him your undivided attention. Do not go talking.
Don't break eye contact.
Yeah, do not go talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men deserve your entire attention.
This is a good list.
This I don't care about.
I don't care about either.
I don't want to hear about the fun you had with someone else somewhere else.
Is there any modern reprieves or is it all from the 1990s?
I do ask if we go out to a club or anything, I don't want every guy there knowing you and giving you the hugs and the kisses. Oh, hey, how you doing? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Red flag.
Yeah, for sure.
I had that happen once.
You got to write it in your little notebook. Red flag.
She knows a lot of guys.
Now, this depends on the woman, but from the 1930s, which Prohibition, I'm assuming, just ended or some such shit. Don't drink too much, as a man expects you to keep your dignity all evening. Drinking may make some girls clever, but mostly just get silly.
This is
kinda,
so
I kind of agree
this
with that.
This is very good. I like
I
that one.
I agree with that.
I know 2 out of 10 women that can hold their alcohol.
Yeah.
100%. The other 8 suck.
Yeah. Oh, they get so bad when they're drunk.
So, yeah. Literally. So now listen, a lot of dudes get drunk and they fucking suck just as much.
100%.
But if I'm out with my boys and some of them are drinking, usually most of them are fine.
Right.
Females, when they drink,
especially in a group,
an 80% chance it's going south.
Yeah. I agree.
And not in a good way.
Yeah. Not the south I want.
Pain in the ass
way.
Right.
Yeah, no,
Jesus,
that's a good one.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so some more modern dating stuff. A lot of this stuff is more like actual relationship stuff, not so much dating.
Yeah.
But this one is for dating. Avoid discussing serious topics. Fuck that. Let's debate first date right after the B&E while you're still crying. Let's get into it.
Debating.
I've talked about religion and things on the first date. I kind of get deep. Like I like to see what a person's all about.
Nah,
like,
I couldn't do it in the first date.
Why are you gonna freak the funk? Like, at that point, just be like, here's what I'm about. What are you into? If it's not the same thing, at least you know.
Nowadays, with all the talking through, fucking social media or text or something, all that shit could be dealt with beforehand.
Kind of.
Not necessarily.
I just don't want to know anybody's political views.
Certain things are a little too nuanced with that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to know anybody's political views or anything.
But you can't keep it totally superficial.
No, first date or first few dates.
First date.
No, honestly, first 2 or 3 dates. Honestly, why are we having any serious discussions before that?
How many
abortions
have you had?
We should be having.
That's what I ask from Rip.
We should just be having a good time for a little while.
Yeah, also,
before we get into that.
No
stuff.
Conversations about marriage, in my opinion,
or
children.
100%.
Marriage and children should not be brought up on the first date.
First date, yeah.
I hate that.
I wouldn't even mention my own.
I think though, if
I'm shy,
right?
They're at home.
I don't talk about my wife either. I'm shy.
This is glow in a dark mini doll. Damn it, enjoy it. $20 an hour. New Rock mini golf, glow in the dark.
It's good in there.
That shit was lit back in 2012.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The one in Yonkers.
That was the date spot.
The monster.
Take your mini golf and have your grandpa.
Oh, you've been there.
Off.
I want to go there.
I'm meant for adultery.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. They're fun.
So other dating stuff is pay attention to how your date treats the wait staff. We've discussed this before.
This is
very important.
Very important.
This is how they just how they treat other people in general.
I had to correct people on it because they were being awful.
Oh,
and I said, hey, you're being awful, and that's a person.
Especially waitstaff.
Yeah, waitstaff especially. Honestly, I feel like I've never really had this experience, but like it would be a big one for me. I've definitely seen it where it's like there's a potential there with somebody, but I've never seen it bubble over, but I've never actually had to deal with that.
I just feel like some people's lives, men and women, are just like so insignificant. That like when they can complain about something like, oh, my lobster's overfried or something stupid. It's like this is their big moment to step up
they
now
get some
and be
enjoyment
like
out of the fact that here. They can complain
yeah.
About
here's something that I could be the big man about or the big woman about and complain. And it's just like fucking eat your food and just don't come back here if you don't like it. Out here leaving reviews on Yelp and shit.
Yeah. This one's bullshit. It says seek approval from your date's parents. If we're until we're getting serious, I don't want to. I won't know
that you have parents until you're in.
Yeah.
I hope you're like Bruce Wayne in.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne in it.
Same.
Oh, you
dead.
Have
dead.
You have
in
parents.
An alley.
Murdered
and you're murdered in an alley.
I thought you were one of those like in vitro babies. I didn't think you even had a baby. You had parents. It's so weird.
Parents for a big inheritance.
Ran away. 4 years right before you were born. Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Just took off.
My mom left before I was born. That doesn't make any sense.
Just take her home, put on your Seagal album.
You want the Punani.
Serenade her in the Punani song.
And cue the music, bud.
So this is more like dating advice. It's like stuff like you should hold open the doors and car doors.
Absolutely.
I've opened car doors.
I
try to do that when I can.
Depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Same. Sometimes I forget, but most of the time
doors? Yes.
Car door is cute.
If I'm pulling up and it's like, hey, jump in. Just 100%. Get in the fucking car.
Oh, no, yeah.
I don't have to get out.
But
I don't have to get out.
That's how Prospect rolls up. Rolls down the window and goes, get in the fucking car.
No, it depends. Like Lobo said.
If I have to wait, if she's not outside already, then I'll wait. For her to come outside.
Sure.
The
and then,
but
and
if she's
then,
already outside, get in the fucking car.
Yeah, just get in the fucking car. I'm going to get out of the car, have you stand outside
in the car
awkward weirdo I open the door for you and then loop back around the car. No, just get in the fucking car.
But like if you're
by
both
the time
walking...
I'm getting my date to the car, she's got the handcuffs on anyway, so like we're beginning the whole police thing anyhow.
If you're walking out of a restaurant and you're walking towards the passenger side, then you can open it.
Even
like
be
you're
your
walking
own
towards
woman.
It, then
it's
like,
2023. Jesus Christ, you got arms, don't you? Fuck. Enough. Enough with the gender role bullshit. I'm gonna hold shit for you.
I feel like that's...
my door could never been opened for me.
Yeah, you know, actually, loop around and open the driver's door.
Come
how about
to think
that?
Of it, yeah, I never had the door open and closed for me.
That
maybe
car
you
door
need to start
one.
Dating men.
That car.
Good God. That car door one's more applicable.
You crack the code.
More applicable to the 30s, I think.
Yeah. Write love notes. I mean, if you're so inclined, you know,
I'll send a text.
On first
like, hey,
dates?
What a fat ass you got,
not
girl.
Not if I don't think this is the first day. I think it's overall.
This is more just
while
more
you're
relationship
dating,
stuff.
While you're dating.
Keep doing new things together. That is important.
That is,
That's very important.
Yeah.
Argue in
do
person.
Do new people.
Yeah.
Argue in person.
Bingo. Yeah.
That's a great one. That should be on.
That's how you keep a relationship
keep
strong.
It fresh.
Yeah, it's 22. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Why keep it boring? Same vagina, rest of your life? What are you thinking?
Yeah.
This one is, I do hold to this one too. Argue in person, not over the phone. It's always worse when it's over the phone.
It's always so much better in person. You really get violent. You know,
really scared.
Really
them.
Amp it up.
Over the phone, you can get away with a lot more shit, though.
Yes.
You could talk a lot of shit over the phone.
Yeah. And that's why you're coochie dry.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. Wow. all of this like relationship talk is like, wow, I'm really glad I don't have to deal with any of this.
We also have apologize with a gift. No, come on. No. Listen, every apology doesn't deserve a gift.
If you want me to actually be legitimate in my apology, if I have a gift, I don't care about you. I'm literally saying, take this as some sort of penance because I don't give a shit enough to actually work through our problem.
Sometimes, yes, that is throw money at the situation, but it depends on the person. Like, I mean, I don't think gift giving should be.
If someone's very materialistic. There you go. That's the word. Then throw a gift at them and try to win their favor.
Apologize to them and give them moral combat.
Flowers.
Yeah, give them a Mortal Kombat action figure. Oh, you didn't like that one, Scorpion? I'll take it.
How about the Sub-Zero?
Thanks.
Did you want the Katana one with the big fake tits?
You didn't want the Blitz arcade machine from 1UP Arcade? Really? Sorry.
I guess I'll keep it.
I got this for your birthday.
Oh, just stick it in my room then.
I guess I'll give you this wet one instead.
Get in the shower.
This one I kind of disagree with.
I disagree with every one of the modern ones.
Never go to bed angry. Sometimes you just
can't help that.
You can't help it.
That's how I sleep better, knowing I'm mad at somebody.
Sometimes I go to bed punching the pillow.
Right.
Biting the pillow. It's a little different.
Go to bed angry. I go to bed most nights angry.
Yeah.
Just at everything.
Angry at the world.
Yes, exactly.
Angry at the world.
Yeah. That's the fuel that keeps people alive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't try to quell my rage.
Just don't add to it.
Yeah.
Most of the time I wake up angry.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Right.
Or that brief moment where you forget what your life actually is.
Yeah, I wake up from a dream. I'm like, oh.
And then the soul-crushing reality of real life hits you.
And anger gets you out of bed.
Yep.
You're like, oh, this is what motivates me.
Put you down at night and it gets you up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Had enough of this shit and I got to start this
shit. Yeah, so suck my dick. I'll be as angry as I want to be. Thank you.
For as long as I choose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're tapped on dating.
So the 30s, kind of full of hot garbage.
No way. No way.
I think that modern day dating list is somewhat out of date.
Just it feels like
it's
right?
Got to be like 98. It's 98.
With the use of social media and how like women gain expectations from social media and just people in general, both sides, dating is just not the same.
Have you guys seen some of those videos where like the two guys talk, like they show a video of a woman and they kind of like, well, my man's got to make, and they pause. How much money? And she says $650,000.
It's not realistic.
Yeah,
and what did she do?
She makes like $50,000 a year or $75,000 a year, something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The expectations are
too high. Yeah, they're crazy.
They're just insane. And I think on both
my
sides,
my woman's got to make bread, like a good amount of bread.
She should earn,
like bake some.
Yeah, like sourdough.
Like bake some.
Some sort of pumpernickel.
Get a job at a bakery.
I think a good relationship, like both people should bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how, unfortunately, nowadays, that's how it has to be.
If you don't have really two good incomes, if you're going to like have one income and try and float two people.
It's tough.
No. And then like have a kid. And then try and get like a home or something.
Oh,
especially
no, that's
in
why
the city,
the machismo idea of like dudes being like, oh, I'm going to be the provider.
No.
Provider for what? For a sinking ship, you're gonna earn for an entire family.
Maybe
base?
For us, it's a
you're
little bit different. Living in New York City because things here are so crazy.
You can live in the middle of America.
It's a little
and
bit different.
Still,
here,
if you're a one-income household, there's no way you're making.
I mean,
money.
I know, I do know. Very few one income households, but for majority of it is like has to be two income. It just has to be that way now, you know?
But like with that said, both people need to work hard. And both people need to work hard at everything. Both
or
sides
you just
of the
be real
relationship.
Hot and get an OnlyFans.
That's the real move right there.
Honestly.
Or I just want to sell this.
Or just marry some ugly rich old lady.
Yeah, that might be the way to go, honestly.
She might have whiskers, but
That's a category.
Tickle.
That's a category of porn, right? You want that PS5, Sonny? I've seen that one before.
Where should we hang
back up? In the 30s?
I always get a wet one every morning.
My father would give my mother a wet one twice a week.
She hasn't had a wet one since 73.
Where should we hang out to meet these old women that are rich?
I don't know.
The stock exchange,
Wall Street,
Macy's. I don't know.
Harold Square.
Saxon Fifth.
Yeah.
Lord and Taylor.
They're just going to be waiting there, you think?
Yeah, they're just going to be shopping because they don't do anything else. Dick.
Yep. Shopping for dick?
Mm-hmm.
Shopping
pretty much.
They hold up an outfit, they put it over your crotch. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Just the right size.
Get in the shower.
I haven't had a wet one in years. Since Harold died.
They're so good.
You take that wet one, you know where to stick it.
Hi, it's Pete, reminding everyone to please like and subscribe wherever you listen. You can interact with us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Where to Stick It Podcast. You can interact with us on Twitter at Where to Stick It. Our email address is wheretostickitpodcast@gmail.com. And you can always check out our website, wheretostickitpodcast.com.